I want to call the Business and Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6:32. Pete, give us some vacation, please.
Our gracious Lord, Father, give thanks for the day that you have provided for us today. Lead us and guide us as we make decisions for our nation. We ask for your wellness and our travels. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we have roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Chairman, you have five present and none absent.
We have five present and none absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted not be official. Moving on down the order of business is FY 2016 Comprehensive Annual Budget. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Motion to approve.
Okay, motion been made to approve. Here a second.
Second.
The floor is open now for discussion.
Kevin?
Oh,
there you are.
Kevin,
I hope you move that chair.
I know. Come on up, Kevin.
We did find the funding to cover the gaming. There's a schedule in front of you. Yes, for the breakdown. There was like, I don't have one in front of me, but $59 million that was actually for the 15 distributions. Mm-hmm. And then y'all approved a 15% additional, which put another $12 million in. And then the additional funds are for the interest and the Riverwalk loan that y'all said we could use for the appropriations and the 15 carryover. We haven't officially closed out our books, but we're finished with expending everything, so that's why we could come up with a carryover. Okay. So that gave us a total of $84,357,762. The budgets were $79,603,389, which left us with $4 million available for future appropriations. $4,754,373. And the previous summary sheet didn't have like funding set up for all the tribal funds, so I got a funds available so we put in the actual funds we had available come October 1. So you can see how much money we'd have left in each one of those tribal funds. We did add one thing in here, and that was the Flying T loan. It wasn't actually set up in the cab, but we put that in the cab. It was like $1,090,300 some dollars. That's for this fiscal year to pay. I wanted it obligated.
I thought that was coming out of the debt retirement service file.
It's in here in the debt retirement, but we obligated it in here in the debt retirement. It's where it says special appropriations is in that portion of it.
Oh, that was $6 million?
Yes. It's a portion of that $6 million. I just want to make sure we have it obligated and it didn't get spent or anything, because that is an obligation we have.
Sure. Okay.
I know you just probably looked at this from the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Do you feel you have adequate time to look everything over, or?
Not really. It's been pretty hectic the last week. I just reviewed like the controller's budget, and in reviewing it, there are some positions that are in the 16 budget, but that's not actually the titles of all of the staff I have. Say they've got it in 16 as an AP clerk. Their actual title is an accounting tech. They may have a special revenue accountant, but that's not the title that they have. And I know there was another department that had a little concern that their staff didn't really get to review the budgets until they came to the committee, and they had no idea what it was. And so maybe they couldn't answer some of the questions, and they were going to review their budgets again. And when we did the funds available, some programs do have program income, like Cultural Prez and Gaming Commission, that if we kind of looked at it, we could probably offset some of their appropriations out of gaming to some of their program income, because that is what it's supposed to be used for, to help run and operate their programs. And that would kind of still alleviate some gaming funds, because if we stay at the same pace we're at right now, at $79 million every year, we'll have to come back and keep asking for additional appropriations out of gaming funds to cover the budget with. So if we can make savings or move around, then...
Which programs have revenue income, you say? Which one does
it have? Oh, just off the top of my head, there was like Cultural Prez, there was Gaming Commission, like the farm, the Hannah Farm, the other farm, the Ag Dustin. There were so many I've looked at this week, Robert.
Let me ask you a question, Craig. Would it be fair to say you maybe need another week before you actually to really come back and say, if you had the budget, say, okay, here's the budget we're supposed to be, here's a controller's office budget, here's the other department's budget, we can adjust some things around. We don't need everybody. This is where the salary should be, and here's the program income.
Yeah.
Because
I know the chief, you know, is not going to fail the chief of staff. So, I mean, it's not really in gaming or anything, but it is a part of the budget.
Yeah, okay.
And we could revise that budget down to what it should actually be.
So, would a week or 2 weeks, what do you need?
Well, I guess we better find out the quarter that we already approved last month. How far would that take without hurting?
I think it could take us up through the end of February. But Ruby is available now to help work on this. She's been doing quarterly reports. And between her and I, probably within the next 2 weeks, we could get... That would put us probably towards the end of this month.
That'd be almost two weeks. Yeah. Okay. I think that would give us January 28th to review the budget. Give them time to go back and check everything, make sure everything there is.
All right,
Chief, is that going to be all right?
Yeah. I think it would allow us to have more detail, because some things are still kind of low here. And it's like we moved the bigger rocks and put them in place. The smaller ones, we need to add in there so that the full picture is seen. And that way, I think it would save us from having to come back later in the year with some modifications and save us all some time if we did have, two 10 days or something like that.
Okay. Well, do we have a motion to postpone the budget approval and move it to the 28th of January?
Kathy, do you think that we should, are you looking at it as a percentage change? This is no percentage change right here at all, right? Is that correct?
No, it is.
Right. Okay. Do you want to possibly look at that later on? Do you think that may be something we're going to have to look at, because that program income, like we was talking about, eventually, like we talked about, percentage from gaming is going to have to be amended where it helps take care of the budget. Eventually.
If we continue with the same spending level, yes, we will.
So would it be wise to look at that as well? Maybe not to change it now, but to look at it. And maybe not even change it yet, but maybe look at it in the future. So
I don't change the percentage of revenues, mean? Mm-hmm. Which we already need on here.
Yeah, just for 16 only.
Yeah.
16 only.
Yep.
And I think maybe... maybe like towards the end of, closer to the end of the year, where we can see how much we've actually spent, you know, because I'm hoping that we'll have more of a savings. And that way we can have a bigger carryover where we might not have to have a percentage change.
Okay.
But it still would, it may have to happen in the future.
Are you talking about the third quarter?
Coming back in, looking at, looking at what our expenditures are at the end of
July, June. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. So, do I hear our motion to postpone until January 29th?
So moved.
Okay, your second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
28. Okay. Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Rendell Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
And 4 in favor, none against. The budget approval will be down on the 28th of January. Thanks for everybody coming tonight, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to anything on the agenda? Other business? Any other business? Nothing else? Announcements?
Meetings next week. We've got our meetings next week.
Oh. The Internal Affairs Fact-Finding Committee?
HGW.
HGW
meets Monday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Did Cultural Preservation change theirs from Tuesday? I know they had talked about doing that, but I didn't hear.
It is 6:30
on Tuesday. 6:30 on Tuesday.
That's what I was just going to ask, because fact-finding was supposed to be at 6:30.
At 6 o'clock on Thursday.
No, that's Tuesday. You guys, Internal Affairs was at 6 and we were at 6:30. So what we can do is we can make fact-finding like directly following LNC so that we can keep that same date because everybody will already be here.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? We have BFNJ next Thursday, and we'll have one fire committee, the board here, MMBE, MMBE International, and of course, Julie B. So, if you have questions, bring questions to ask, you know, to get yourself familiar, especially the new ones, if you want to know what's going on with the different entities. So, anything else?
All of BFNJ members, you could stay afterwards. I think I sent y'all emails. Y'all can stay after the meeting.
Okay. Anything else? Chief, you have any announcements or anything?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else, any announcements? Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor say aye. Aye, gentlemen, we get the bid.
Lord, thank you for everything you give us and the blessings. Lord, you say, bless your hand upon them, Lord. Lord, thank you for everything you give us. You set your job on them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.